The Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 17th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. A U.S. House committee debates the Biden administration's Build Back Better Act, and a letter from more than 200 wealthy Americans calls on the Congress to pass tax hikes proposed to pay for it.
The plan includes shoring up social safety net programs, but also boosts clean energy jobs and creates a civilian climate corps to be paid for by increasing tax rates for the country's highest earners. Julie Tai of the New York League of Conservation Voters says the infrastructure investment is dire, especially since the state was hit hard by tropical storms Henri and Ida.
So we know we have a great need to be making our communities more resilient, and having the water infrastructure investments that's included as part of Build Back Better will make a big difference in making New York better prepared for flooding events, which are going to be more frequent and more intense here in the Northeast.
14 New Yorkers are among those who signed the letter. The plan, unveiled by House Democrats, calls for top corporate and individual tax rates of 26.5% and 39.6%, respectively, rolling back Trump-era tax cuts made in 2017. I'm Emily Scott.
Build Back Better also includes funding for paid family and medical leave and universal pre-K. And as he was asked in a phone interview whether former President Donald Trump would run in 2024, Roger Stone paused to answer the front door. That from the Washington Post. They report Stone, a longtime confidant to the former president, apologized to the St. Louis radio show, but he had a good reason. He was being served with papers related to the lawsuit filed by 7 U.S. Capitol police officers against him. The Post captures the moment this way. After Stone could be heard greeting the person at the door, the process server could be heard saying, "You know what I have." And the self-described dirty trickster responded, "It was from a civil court." The process server told him the suit was filed in federal court. And the pandemic is shining a new light on the burdens felt by family caregivers, and a bill in Congress would remove some of the financial pressure for people providing unpaid care to family members. Eric Nelson of AARP South Dakota says families are the backbone of the long-term care system.
In addition to the direct out-of-pocket spending, caregivers are also experiencing indirect financial setbacks. And so it's important to not have them have to dip into personal spending or personal savings to support their family members.
AARP estimates the average family caregiver spends almost $7,000 a year on out-of-pocket expenses. An estimated 90,000 South Dakotans are family caregivers. This is PNS. A course at Smith College aims to demonstrate techniques to call in potential allies to the social justice movement rather than push them away, what's known as a call-out or cancel culture.
The course is taught by Professor Loretta Ross, who's been a social justice advocate for more than 50 years. According to Ross, when folks are quick to call people out for perceived transgressions, others may choose to avoid those situations rather than work to change their behavior.
But if you demonstrate that you're going to treat them with kindness and respect, they're more likely to self-examine whether they made a mistake, apologize for the harm that they've done, and make a plan for doing better.
Ross says this distinction is especially important in the fights against white supremacy and efforts to suppress the vote, restrict abortion rights, and attack immigrants. She notes some conservatives see call-out culture as an attack on free speech, but says that isn't the problem with it. Instead, she believes call-out culture goes wrong when it alienates potential allies who could work together for justice. I'm Lily Bolke reporting.
This story was produced with original reporting from Sonali Kolakter for Yes. Earlier in the newscast, we told you about the 200 wealthy taxpayers saying Congress should raise their taxes. 14 of them are from Colorado.
An open letter delivered to lawmakers agrees with President Joe Biden's proposal to tap corporations and the wealthy to finance a $3.5 trillion Build Back Better infrastructure package. Sandra Fluke with the nonprofit Voices for Progress sees the legislation as an opportunity to reorder the nation's spending priorities.
Child care affordability and home and community-based care and paid leave, fighting climate change and protecting all of us from natural disasters are good investments that will help to rebuild our economy and to strengthen our democracy.
I'm Eric Galatis.
Finally, our Mike Bowen tells us Wisconsin farmers are looking ahead to the fall harvest, and those who use cover crops face a deadline.
Cover crops are designed to prevent harmful runoff and improve soil health on the farm. Researchers with the University of Wisconsin and the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute want to connect with producers this fall to see what works best for them. The university's Dan Smith says it's great that farmers are spreading the word about the practice, but adds reliable data needs to go along with that messaging.
Cover crops are not free to plant, so that we have to have a return. And in order to have a return, we have to be producing above ground and below ground biomass.
The more biomass produced through cover crops means a farmer has healthier soil to work with. This is the second year these partners have gathered data from farmland. The sign-up deadline is October 1st.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.